Well, we'll get to the theme, to the parsha in the middle of it, but let's jump just in. Let's jump in to the topic we want to discuss. So you see the Gemara in Brachos Taf Chaf Dal, it's the Gemara in Shabbos Taf Mem. So there's a halacha that you're not allowed to think divrei Torah in the bathroom, the shower room, a makam hamatumah for discussing a dirty place. V'amar Rava bar Rechan, amar Rav Yochanan, kol makam mutar laharher chutz min beis hamircha to beis hakisei. You're allowed to think divrei Torah anywhere except from a bathhouse, people are unclothed, or in the bathroom, people use the bathrooms. The Gemara in Shabbos Daf Kaf Nun says the source of this is v'haya machanecha kadosh, so your camp should be holy. And this is how the halacha you see in the Shulchan Aruch in Or HaChaim Siman Pei Hei. Afiu laharher b'divrei Torah, asur beis hakisei beis hamirchatz, umakam hamatzinofos, v'hu hamakam sheish b'tzoa meraglaim, a place in which there is tzoa, excrement, meraglaim, urine. It is asur to think divrei Torah in those places. So the Ramah also writes in Yerodea in Reish Pei Bei is that this is a din in Kavod HaTorah. It's the lack of respect for the Torah to think divrei Torah in the bathroom. The Nishmas Adam in Gimel, in Klal Gimel, so he says this is a machlokes rishonim, whether this is a din d'oraisa or a din d'rabbanan. Rashi in Shabbos Kuf Nun says this is a din d'oraisa, and Rabbeinu Yonah on the Gemara Brachos Daf Yud Beis says this is a din d'rabbanan. They're now to think divrei Torah in the bathroom. Okay, so that's the halacha in Shulchan Aruch, pretty straightforward. However, the Beis Yosef there in Siman Pei Hei brings the Rabbeinu Manoach on the Rambam Hilchos Kriyas Shema in Perek Gimel, who notes that the Yerushalmi in Brachos Perek Gimel says that it's mutter to think divrei Torah in the bathroom, seemingly a contradiction. So Rabbeinu Manoach cites the Ravid, who says that the Yerushalmi is not arguing on the Bavli, rather, it's asur lechatchila to knowingly think divrei Torah in the bathroom, to go and think, ah, oh, I'm going to listen to the shiur again in the bathroom, I'm going to, you know, chaz mishnayis. That's 100% asur. However, if your learning is shugar bepiv, the person is, you know, learning all the time, and the learning is always coming out of his mouth, and you end up having Torah thoughts against your will, ba'ones, then it's mutter. Meaning, your person shouldn't think they did an aveira if, you know, by force, they happen to think divrei Torah in the bathroom. The Beis Yosef supports this with a Gemara in Zvachim, the Gemara here in Zvachim, Daf Kuf Beis. Amar Rava, Hai Dina Merebi Elezeber Rebi Shimon Gamirna, Da Amar Bebeis Hakisei, that apparently they taught a halacha in the bathroom. And the Gemara goes on to talk about what the halacha was. So the Gemara says, Vehechi Yavit Hachi, what do you mean? Vahamar Bar Bar Chana, Amar Rav Yochanan, Kol Makom Mutal Haram Bechutz Merchas Bebeis Hakisei. How could you say a Dvar Torah in the bathroom? How could you think over a sikh in the bathroom? So the Gemara says, La'on So Shiny. It was Ba'onas. He thought about it because he had no choice. It just popped into his head. But he didn't actively or knowingly think Divrei Torah in the bathroom. There's also a Gemara in Kedushin, Daf Lamed Gimel. Damar Ba'brachar Amar Rav Yochanan B'chol Makom Mutal Har B'chutz Beis Hakisei Beis Hamerchas Beis Hakisei. It's mutter to think Divrei Torah anywhere except the bathroom. Dilma La'onsia Shaini. But however, in a case of Onas, in a case where a person is overcome by thinking thoughts of Divrei Torah in the bathroom, then it's not his problem. Rashi says, Pa'amim Shu Tarud U'mayein B'shmaise L'fnei Kisa. So, person's thinking in learning. He heard a geshmak of our Torah. You know, he's something in his head is bouncing around divrei Torah, and then he has to go to the bathroom. And therefore, it's on the tip of his tongue. But his head is thinking about it. So Rashi says it's a case of onus, and therefore the Beis Yosef, the Mishabru here in Sifkatz and Pei. Oh, one second. The Mishabru here in Sifkat and Pei, says as well that it's from cases of Ba'onas, and a person should l'chadchil try to not think divrei Torah and try to have a hesach hadas if you can. But if at the end of the day, you know, something happens, you end up thinking divrei Torah in the bathroom, then it's a case of onus. So there's a beautiful story, a very fascinating story that's told in the Pardes Yosef on the beginning of Sefer Vayikra in Perek Dalet. So the Pardes Yosef tells a story that Rav Yonasan Eibeshitz was once using the bathroom and he was reading the newspaper while he was in the bathroom. So he came across an article saying that people at that time in the, you know, the 1700s would cook meat and milk together and use the mixture of meat and milk cooked together to fertilize the fields. So immediately Rav Yonasan Eibeshitz thought, that's Pshat in the Pasuk. What does the Pasuk say? Reishis Bekurei Admascha Tavi, you should bring the first of your fruits, Beis Hashem Elokecha, to the house of Hashem your God. Lo sevashal gadibach alivimo. So Yonas and Ibrishin said, ah, that's the pshat. You should bring your finest fruits to Hashem, but nevertheless, even if you're going to make better fruits, if you're going to make more geshmak fruits for the mitzvah bikurim, you cannot cook meat and milk together. And that's the pshat in the pasuk. So then he was crestfallen. I had thoughts of divrei Torah in the bathroom. And he proceeded to fast for 40 days, says the Paris Yosef. And the Paris Yosef goes on to discuss, you know, why he fasted if this was a case of onus. And why necessarily, you know, he felt he did something wrong if it was against, you know, if against his intentions. So what we see from the Paris Yosef, nevertheless, is that, yeah, you know what? It's understood that generally if a person thinks divrei Torah in the bathroom, it's onus, it's against their will, and it's not the end of the world. Rav Menashe Klein has a sefer on Chumash called Magid Mishnah on Parshas Naso. So he says the reason Rav Yonos and Ibishitz fasted because he was reading a newspaper and he realized that Avera Goreres Avera, that one Avera of reading the newspaper leads to another Avera of thinking Divrei Torah, and he realized it wasn't a complete case of onus. That's what the Magid Mishnah, that's what Menashe Klein says. Okay, so Rav Chaim Palagi in the Kaf HaChaim, not Rav Yaakov Chaim Sofer's Kaf HaChaim, but Rav Chaim Palagi from Izmir, so he writes in Paraches that when building a Beis HaMedrash or Beis HaKnesses, you should be very careful to not build the bathroom too close to the sanctuary, which obviously did not happen in our shul. So one reason is that you don't want the place where people are learning or davening to smell from the bathroom. But also, he says, you don't want the people using the bathroom to hear the learning and the davening coming from the Beis HaMedrash or the Beis HaKnesses, which you can definitely hear in our shul. That's why I try to be machped to close the door to the shul. Since now they built that new bathroom, it's mamish right next to the shul. So we have to be careful about that. Rav Avi Yosef writes in his Perush HaMaseches Tanis in the Ma'or Yisrael that if the bathroom is built in such a way, you can still use the bathroom. We're not going to aser the bathroom in shul, because it's a case of ones, it's against your will. And this is the shita of the Tshuva Leif Chaim. Tzitz Eliezer says the same thing in the beginning of Chelek Yud Gimel, and so does the Minchas Yitzchak and Chelek Hay. All say that lechatchil you should not build the bathroom near the Beis Medrash or the Beis HaKnesses, so the people using it don't hear the Divrei Torah. But if you do, it doesn't mean you don't have to use that. You're not allowed to use that bathroom. The Chumash Hadesher in Siman Mem Aleph says that you're allowed to go to the bathroom after learning Torah, and we're not concerned that you may continue thinking and learning after walking into the bathroom. And this is cited l'halacha by the Ramah in the end of Yerodeh Siman Reish Mem Vav. The Sefer Chasidim, and this is cited by the Magen Avraham here in our Siman, says that when in the bathroom, a person should think about mundane or practical things. Think about, you know, refinancing your house. You know, think about paying your taxes, think about whatever. Don't think about Divrei Torah. But what do we do on Shabbos, says the Magen Avraham? You're not allowed to think about business or finance, so what are you supposed to think about in the bathroom? So he says you should think about art and architecture. You should think about buildings and interesting pieces of art, and that should distract you in the bathroom. And this is cited by the Mishnah Berurah in Sifkat and Vav in our Siman Peihei. So this is the background, this is the basic of the sugyas. You know, bizman hazeh, you know, for good or for bad, you know, a person definitely has a tool in his pocket, you know, when he goes to the bathroom to not think about Divrei Torah in the form of, you know, in the form of phones, you know, whether a person wants to be honest about it or not. At the end of the day, you know, we have what, a person has what to distract them, whether it's a book or thinking about their taxes, whatever it is, there's what to distract them in the bathroom to not think about Divrei Torah. If a person is so overcome with thoughts of Divrei Torah all the time, there's what to distract them. I would imagine, for most people, you know, overcoming thoughts of Divrei Torah in the bathroom is not the greatest Yitzhara. But let's say a person, you know, doesn't want to waste their time, and they want to be productive. So what can or you cannot think about in the bathroom? So Rav Yaakov Emin has a tshuva in the Shilas Yavitz and Chelkein Simen Yud. This is cited by the Mishnah Berurah in Sifkat and Hay, that it's usher to think about Hebrew grammar in the bathroom. Dikduk. Because how do we learn dikduk? We think about psukim. Ah, this is a segel over here, and this is a different binyan of pol over here, and this compares to this pasuk over here. And therefore, you're going to lead a person to think Divrei Torah in the bathroom, because the way you study dikduk is by learning psukim. The big question we want to discuss tonight is, can you meditate or think about Hashem while in the bathroom? And this is going to come back to our parsha. So Rosh Shlomo Kluger, in the Chachma Shlomo, in our Siman Shulchan Aruch Pei Hei, says that we can learn a Kal V'Chomer, that if it's usher to learn his Torah, Hashem's Torah in the bathroom, then it should be usher to think about him. If I'm not allowed to think Divrei Torah, then how can I think about the author of that Divrei Torah, how kadosh she is? However, he says, I want to bring a proof that I think it's mutter to think about Hashem. You're allowed to meditate on a Kadosh Baruch Hu, think about a Kadosh Baruch Hu in the bathroom. He says that the Mekubalim hold that you're allowed to speak Sicha Shul in mundane manners when wearing Tefillin of Rabbeinu Tam, because Tefillin of Rabbeinu Tam are so holy, and a Davar Tameh cannot affect something that's so holy. And if that's the case, we should be allowed to think about a Kadosh Baruch Hu in the bathroom, because nothing Tameh can affect Hashem. Hashem is above everything. And he supports this with the Gemara in Maseches Yuma related to Parsha Tzitzav. This is the connection to the Parsha. It says, Rabbi Shimon Savar, Rabbi Shimon holds, Tamid l'ratzon l'fnei Hashem. It holds that the Kohen Gadol wears the tzitz, Tamid l'ratzon, before Hashem. My Tamid, what does it mean, Tamid? Always, that he wears the tzitz. Ile metamid al mitzchut, always on his forehead. Mi mishchachas, is that possible? Mi lo boy me lo beis akise. Doesn't the Kohen Gadol have to go to the bathroom? And he's going to wear a golden, you know, patch on his forehead that says Kadosh LaShem into the bathroom? It can't be. Umi lo bai minin. He says he's going to have to, he's going to have to take a break. Ela tamid miratzahu. What it means is that the tzitz is always being miratzah. The tzitz is always bringing kapara and always doing what it's supposed to do, even when the Kohen Gadol is not wearing it and he has to go to the bathroom. So we see that Rabbi Shimon is only concerned about the bathroom when it comes to bringing the Shem HaShem into the bathroom, right? But he notices that Rabbi Shimon doesn't say Shivisi HaShem L'Negdi Samed, only by the tzitz where it says Tamid L'Ratz L'Fnei HaShem, that the tzitz is always going to be before HaShem. There's a problem. Why doesn't Rabbi Shimon say that, wait, Shivisi HaShem L'Negdi Samed, Hashem should be before us at all times, and question how a Kadosh Baruch Hu can be in a third person's mind all the time? So therefore, says Rav Shlomo Kluger, it must be that it's mutter to think about the Metzias of Hashem, the reality of HaKadosh Baruch Hu, while in the bathroom. Because we see that they're only concerned about bringing actual written Shem Hashem into the bathroom, but there's no concern in the Gemara and Yuma from based on this week's Parsha that there's an issue thinking about Hashem in the bathroom. This is supported by the Nachal Eshkol. The Nachal Eshkol writes in Hilchos Tefillah, he cites Gadol Echad, there was a great Talmud Chacham who said that you can contemplate the godless, the greatness of Hashem in the bathroom. And this is what it means in the Shir HaYichud. I know some of us only say this once a year on Lil Yom Kippur, but in the Shir HaYichud for Tuesday, it says, Af kol tenufas lo tetanef. Anything that is disgusting cannot make Hashem disgusting. And this is cited by the Makor Ches and the Sefer Chassidim. And the Sefer HaChassidim says you cannot talk about a Kadosh Baruch Hu in the bathroom. The implication being that you can think about a Kadosh Baruch Hu in the bathroom. Who also says this? The questioner, the Shoel, to the Chuvas Lev Mordechai, Levush Mordechai, in Ma'adura Tinyani Yardes and Kufayin Aleph. He says that you're allowed to think a Kadosh Baruch Hu in the bathroom. How do I know you're allowed to think about Hashem in the bathroom? Because the Sefer HaChinuch has a famous introduction. And in the introduction to the Sefer HaChinuch, what does he teach us? That there are sheish mitzvos tmiyos. There are six mitzvos that a person can observe tamid, all the time. Avas Hashem, Yir Hashemayim, Yichud Hashem. All these six important mitzvos are all about thinking about a Kadosh Baruch Hu. And if the Sefer Mitzvah says you can fulfill these mitzvos all the time, doesn't it mean all the time, even when you're in the bathroom? So clearly, contemplating, meditating, thinking about Hashem's reality is mutter in the bathroom. And these are the proofs that are brought. So Levush Mordechai rejects this. He says, the Sefer HaChinuch means you must believe in Hashem even in the bathroom, but not that you're actively contemplating and meditating and thinking about Hashem there in the bathroom. Of course not. And he says also, Hir hor kedibur dami. When a person thinks something, sometimes it's like saying it. The mitzvah of thinking about Hashem is also Divrei Torah. It says, Anochi Hashem Elokecha, Vashivos Elevavcha. So apparently even thinking about Hashem constitutes Divrei Torah according to the Pesukim. Who else has a problem with this? Is the Tzitz Eliezer. In that shuva about the bathroom that's too close to the shul, so he rejects the premise that because something is very holy, it can't be nitma, it can't become tame. The Gemara Brachos Chav Beis says, Ein Divrei Torah Mekablum Tuma, that Divrei Torah cannot be mekabel, cannot become tame. The Navi Yirmiyahu says, Haloko devarai ke'eshinu Hashem, that my words are like fire. Just as fire doesn't become tameh, so too divrei Torah doesn't become tameh. The halacha is you're not allowed to think divrei Torah in the bathroom. In addition, the halacha is not like the mekubalim. And one shouldn't speak sichas chulin when wearing tefillin or menu tam. So what does Shlomo Kloger mean? And he goes, the Tzitzit Yasser goes on to explain, V'haya machanecha kadosh, your camp should be holy, is not only about divrei Torah, but about all dvarim shebekdusha, all holy things. And Hashem is certainly holy and shouldn't be thought about in the bathroom. Contemplating the Messias of Hashem is divrei Torah. And the Tzitzit Yasser also argues that tamid, always, doesn't necessarily mean 24/7. It means on a consistent basis. So you'll say that the Kohen, Gadol, wears the tzitz lefnei Hashem on a constant basis, but he's allowed to go to the bathroom. A similar point is made by Rav Nosson Gestetner and Lahoros Nosson as well. And Lahoros Nosson, Nosson Gestetner, cites a medrash. Listen to this medrash. I brought it for you by the Hadar Zakein and the Bali Atosis and Parshas Yisro. He brings the following medrash. Let me just send out in case everybody didn't get the sources, we'll send that again. So everyone should see this medrash. This medrash is brought in the Parshas Yisro by the Bali Atosos. Listen to this. Shal Kesar Echad Rabbi Yeshua. One Caesar, one general, asked Rabbi Yeshua, Mipnei Ma Huzkar Hashem Behei Dibros Rishonos. Why is it you find God's name in the first five commandments, but we don't find God's name in the last five commandments? Amarle Rabbi Yeshua, says Rabbi Yeshua, Ba'imi L'tayel Be'ir, come with me, let's take a walk in the city. Amarle Rabbi Yeshua, Emshel L'chamashal L'madavar. Let me give you an example of what the answer is like. Halchu Yachad Be'ir, Rat Salamim Demus HaMelech, Lifnei Pischeim L'kavod HaKesar. They were walking in the city and they saw images, paintings, pictures of the king hanging on the entrances of different places in order to honor the king. Ram Mavos Matunafos. But then they came to alleyways, dung piles, bathrooms, outhouses, whatever it may be. Places that were disgusting. Shlohayu Behem Tzalamim. But there was no images, there was no pictures, there was no busts of the king of the Caesar. So Amar Lo Rabbi Yeshua, Mipnei Ma'in Kan Tzalamim. I have a question for you, King Caesar. Why is it there no pictures of you here? What's going on? Don't they honor you everywhere? So Amar Lei HaKesar Mipnei HaTinef, because it's disgusting here. So Rabbi Yeshua said, Umam b'makom tinof ein mishimim tzalamim. Just like we wouldn't put a picture of the king in a place where there's disgusting things going on, v'lo rotzim lahaniach dumos hamelech b'nei kvodo, it would not be honored to Hashem. Alachas kama v'kama, how much more so? Shein lahazkir Hashem barachu behedibros. It's not appropriate to mention Hashem in the last five commandments. Shein behem kim ritzicha, they talks about murder, Neof, adultery, Geneva, stealing, Edus, Sheker, lying, Chemdonus, wanting other people's things, and therefore we don't put Hashem's name in the end there. So, says Laharos Nasan, look at this Hadar Zakein, look at this Bali Atosos. It's not Bekavod Hashem to have the Demus of Hashem, to have a remembrance, a Zikaron of Hashem, of the Melech in a place that's disgusting. When it comes to Hashem, there's no difference whether you speak or think about a Kadosh Baruch Hu, and therefore it's not Bekavod to meditate on Hashem while in the bathroom. We understand Hashem is bochin levavos, and if a person can violate lo yelacha, to not have a god in machshava about having a avodah zarah, according to the modern kedushin, then you can also have machshavas about Hashem that are improper because of the location. And therefore, I think it would make sense to conclude this section just by saying that we should try to avoid even thinking about a Kaddish Baruch Hu in the bathroom. There are other things we can do, other time to think about a Kaddish Baruch Hu, but in the bathroom, it probably would be best, according to most of the poskim, to not meditate, think about, contemplate God. The Mishnah Berurah in Pei Hei says that one's allowed to think about shiflas adam. You can think about how lowly we are. You can think about humility. In the Tzaddik HaTamar Yifrach, Sefer about Rosh Steinman, it records that Rosh Steinman would use the bathroom. He would think about how much one should have Yiras Hashem, how lowly we are before HaKadosh Baruch Hu. The Sefer Chasidim, cited by the Magen Avraham, the Mishnah Berurah Sifkat and Yud Gimel, says that if a person is having Hirhurei Aveira, a person's thinking improper thoughts in the bathroom, then it's mutter to think and learning in order to distract yourself from the Aveira. It's being done in order to stop the Isser of Hirhurei Aveira. So if it's an issue of having improper thoughts, but thinking Divrei Torah in the bathroom, then it's much better to think Tivrei Torah than to have improper thoughts. We'll just end with a little piece of Machshava here. The Tzavas HaRivash, the teachings of the Baal Shem Tov, writes in Oschav Beis in the name of the Baal Shem Tov. V'chol ma'asheroh yizkor b'kadosh baruch hu, whatever a person sees, you should think of Hashem. Imahava yizkor b'avos Hashem, if you see love, think of loving Hashem. V'im yira, if you see fear, yizkor b'yiras Hashem, think of fear in God. Ki adua b'kam m'komos, as we know from many places. Afilu kishaholeich lebeis hakisei, and even when you go to the bathroom, yachshav, you should think, halo ani mafrid ra mitov, I'm separating that which is inside me, which is bad, and leaving the good. And that is also a holy thought as well. And that in some way relates to Hashem. On the other end of the spectrum, regarding the danger of thinking holy thoughts in the bathroom, listen to the words of the Nefesh HaChaim. Rechaim Volozhin writes in Parak Gimel, in Shar Gimel Parak Gimel, Uvenakel yuchal lehilaket chas v'shon bereshes hayetzer. A person who thinks, or mistakenly thinks, that they understand the idea that Hashem is everywhere, and in every single place, every single thing, there is God, may come to a mistaken understanding that they can do things in places that are not appropriate because the Hashem is there. A person will say, oh, Hashem is here within the bathroom, so why can't I think and learning? Hashem's here. A person can come to dangerous, dangerous conclusions in halacha and come to think that any single thing that he does is proper, any single thought, any single location is okay to do whatever they desire, because Hashem is everywhere in the world. And a person needs to be careful, says the Nefesh HaChaim, to never paskin halacha, to never practice the idea of their life based on the idea that Hashem is everywhere. It impacts our tefillah, it impacts specific areas of being a Jew, but that a person should practically act in a fashion with the idea that Hashem is everywhere, and therefore may come to think that an action which is inappropriate is now appropriate because a Kadosh Baruch Hu is there, that is a problem. And he says, what happens? The Yetzer Hara will tell him, he'll give him a heter al pimach shavazu derech mashal, for example, lahar b'divrei Torah b'shat nefesh apim makosam b'tunafas. A person will think divrei Torah in the bathroom. Acher sheyuk be'etzla t'chil shakol alakus gomor. God is everywhere. Everything in the world is godliness and alakus. V'razal hefligum v'zeh ma'od. Chazal were very careful about this. The karsu beruach kadsha meyos l'chelik olam haba. A person could, you know, lose their chelik and olam haba for such a thing. It's disgrace to Hashem to think divrei Torah in the bathroom or in disgusting places. So again, we need to be as careful as possible to make sure and to realize that a Kadosh Baruch Hu's Torah are holy and special, and there's a place for them, and there's a place in the world where they should not be thought about, not be contemplated. Rav Nassim Gestetzer writes in those tshuvas in the beginning of the Horos Nassim Chelek Aleph that he saw in the name of Rav Sheftel Weiss, who's the based in Hungarian city, that if a person's Yetzer Hara overcomes them and they think divrei Torah in the bathroom, it's a siman, it's a sign that his Torah is beloved. Or else why would the Yetzer Hara have pushed him to make such a mistake? If the Yetzer Hara is giving you ideas to think divrei Torah in the bathroom, so then it must be, says Rav Nassim Gestetner, that he's trying to, he values your Torah and he's trying to mess it up by making you think in the bathroom. But a person can be better, think of other things distract them for the few moments of the day that he's using the bathroom. Okay. Everyone should have a good Shabbos. We'll stop here.